Northfield Director of Library Services, Natalie Draper, is with us from the Northfield Public Library. What do you think of the intro we have there?
I really like that.
That was, I wasn't aware that we had this. Let me look that up, see when we got this. 2012. That's actually local talent there. Wendy Smith of the Zillionaires recorded Library Love back in 2012, evidently.
Wow.
And Wendy Norquist just brought that to my attention. So you have a new theme song.
I'm going to expect that every month now. That was pretty wonderful. I hope Rich is okay. Should we check on that?
We will probably have to pay Wendy some loyalties, Wendy
great.
Smith.
We'll forgive her fines. Oh, wait, we don't have fines anymore.
Natalie Draper is with us for her monthly visit to talk about what's coming up, what's going on at the public library, which is usually a lot.
Yes. Yes, especially in the summer. We've had just such an amazing summer. I mean, you know, we kicked off with Pride in June, and so from there it's kind of just been like, go, go, go. Our summer concert series ended last month. Mm-hmm. We had the best attendance that we've ever had since we've been keeping track. So 7 weeks of parks and music worked out really well this year.
Good, good.
Just wonderful. And as you remember, last month, Emily and I were on here talking about summer rating and trying to get folks to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily had a big, lofty goal. Emily is our youth services librarian. She had this big ambition of hitting 1,000 registrations.
And did you make it?
We're so close. It's not over yet. We're so close. We're over 900.
All right.
So we're going to start like a daily count. But folks, if you haven't signed the kids up yet, kids and teens, bring them on down, even though it's almost over, but they can still get in on it. And something wild's going to happen once we hit 1,000. I don't know exactly what. I don't know how much it costs to get a dunk tank, but, you know, something is going to happen, something fun to make it worth it. But us to 1,000.
And that's a great story. And folks, you can read anytime. I mean, sign mm-hmm. up for this. This is really a good time for the kids to, if they haven't been reading this summer, start right now. School is... Right. You know, going to be in session here before long, and start getting that brain thinking about right. words and things.
Exactly, exactly. Summer slides real. Get them back in the habit before it's too late. But, you know, they've probably been doing stuff to count for their challenges throughout the summer. So you can go and look at the logs and fill it in and get credit for some of that they've been doing, too.
Great. All right, just check out the library.
Yeah, come on, get us to 1,000.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, because you're not only the librarian, mm-hmm. but you also are in charge of the public artwork, is one of your roles within the city of Northfield. We recently got some public artwork on Highway 3 and Water Street, right across mm-hmm. the street from the Quarterback Club and Mark Quinnell State Farm. I like that eagle yeah. sculpture. What is that called? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah, now you're going to test my pronunciation. So I believe it is Wanli Metakuye Oyasin. And it means loosely eagle relatives mm-hmm. in Dakota.
Okay.
The artist is drawing on his Dakota and Lakota heritage. His name is John Sterner from Marshall, Minnesota. I mean, it was commissioned late 2020 to create this, so it's been in the works for a while. We're really excited to see it finally installed.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful there.
It really does. I like it there.
Yeah.
Now, there's going to be, is there an official dedication coming up?
There is. August 19th at 11 a.m. We'll be there on site making remarks. You'll get a chance to hear from the artist and meet the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayor Pownell will be there. I'll be there. We'll have members of the Arts and Culture Commission and Human Rights Commission. There was sort of a partnership, I believe, as this was being conceived of initially, to put the land acknowledgement statement at the site. So we had it put onto a plaque mm-hmm. that is in front of the sculpture.
So it's all coming together
yeah.
and being dedicated on mm-hmm. August the 19th. What time?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll have to be there and check that out. Once again, Natalie Draper is with us, the Director of Library Services and more. we're talking about some of the things going on. What else have you had going on or do you have coming up this summer?
Well, later today, of course, come and stop in for our first Friday Coffee and Conversations. But in a couple of less than a couple weeks, I guess, on August 17th at 5 p.m. We're having a community forum with the Northfield News. This was an interesting idea that Pamela Thompson came to me with, which I was all for. I'm going to moderate the Q&A, but she'll be there answering questions about how the local news works, basically, how people can recommend stories or how stories get chosen to be covered, how they can submit letters to the editor and contribute in that way. So it should be an interesting interesting conversation to have. Come on out and have a voice in how your local news is reported.
Yeah, and a plug for Pam. What a nice person. I really like Pam. I talked to Pam yesterday at a Rotary meeting. I gave a presentation at the Rotarians Club, and we talked about media and such, and she's just a good person, and I think she would be a good person to have on that forum.
Excellent, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Once again, Natalie Draper with us from the Northfield Public Library. What else do you have happening?
So we have one more summer reading program coming up. It's kind of the last one of the summer. These usually fill up sign-up-wise very quickly, and we do ask people to sign up. We get a number of legacy programs through our consortium here, which are pretty fantastic. We have the Owl Center, and coming up we have the Eagle Center. So I will say that it is full online sign up, but as it is August, people go on vacation and they forget to cancel their registration. We often have way less attendance at these than we have registered. So I would tell people that if you've been disappointed and saw that it filled up very quickly, maybe come anyway, because there's probably going to be room. But that is on the 12th at 2 o'clock, and it should be a really cool program. And I wanted to tie that in because we have the Eagle Sculpture and we have the Eagle Center.
All right.
So come on in and check out Eagles.
It's a natural tie. Yeah. Now, the Eagles Center, what is that? Explain that a little bit more. I was trying to follow. Couldn't really do it.
Eagle
Are you
Center.
Taking a trip?
No. They come to visit us, and they bring an eagle. And it's a program
cool.
that's youth, geared towards youth, 6 to 11, but really all ages are welcome. Mm-hmm. Come with your kiddos and just learn about eagles, and you get to see one. When the Owl Center came earlier, I was personally very excited because I'm a big fan of owls. And I got to make eye contact with the owl, and so my whole summer was basically complete. Maybe you're not supposed to make eye contact with him, I don't know, but it was very exciting.
Did the owl look at you and say, "Who?"
Basically.
Yeah, boy, once again, that's an old dad joke
right there.
You know, but the eagles, seeing an eagle, we are fortunate enough, if you live here in Northfield, you pay attention, you see quite a few eagles.
Yeah.
There are a lot of eagles flying up and down the river, you know, even in the winter time, they winter here as well. And whenever you see one, it's always a thrill. It's like the cool, it never gets old. But if you see one up close, they're just amazing creatures. I mean, they're, first of all, a lot bigger than you would think.
Wingspan.
And they do have a menacing look to them, but that's, I guess,
they're
fierce. They're birds of prey, but they don't harm people.
I think it's sort of remarkable when you see them when you're old enough to remember when there weren't that many, too. I mean, that was something that the artist actually talked about a lot when he came to speak, and kind of the wonder of seeing them, and how every time he sees one flying over the road or the river, he just remarks to his kid, and his kid's like, "Well, it's just an eagle, you know. We got so many of those." I'm like, but there didn't used to be that many.
No.
they really bounce back.
Yeah,
so.
It is, as have wild turkeys. We used to never see them here, but then now you just can't go anywhere without the wild turkey.
We don't have the turkey center coming, but it is, you know, coming up on fall, so maybe.
All right. Anything else coming up at the library you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I just want to highlight quickly some digital resources that we have. Folks know about Hoopla by now. It's been really popular. The Great Courses are now on Hoopla, and this is something that a lot of people really enjoy learning about, everything from art to zoology. Maybe there's other subscription services to these that you mentioned, but Hoopla offers this for free, and it's their Binge Pass. I don't always really like the name, like referring to this as binging, but the Hoopla Binge Pass gives you any and all of the great courses for only one of your three checkouts a month. So it's not like you have to, you know, do like one class, you know, for your three checkouts. So you can do like all of the great courses you want for 7 days, and it only counts as one of your borrows. So that should be fun for folks who you know, don't want to learn, but don't like homework tests or pressure, just in-depth instruction from some of the world's greatest professors.
Yeah. And those, it's usually a series. Folks, I did subscribe to that for like a month or so. And but they have anything you could imagine. I remember watching a very interesting and informative series. It was like an 8-part series of lectures, and each lecture, you know, varies in length, but usually about 20 minutes or so. But I watched it about pirates. It's like, oh, God, that was cool. All the pirates from yesteryear and up to modern day. So that was just one thing. So you can use it for kind of entertainment value as well. I was highly entertained by the pirate talk.
Yarr. When is Talk Like a Pirate Day? I think that's coming up, isn't it?
I think it's September, if I'm not mistaken. Right. Yeah.
You know, I have to make a correction. I had the time and date wrong on the Eagle Center. That's 8:11 at 1. On 8/12, August 12th at 2, is the teen summer reading finale that is a watercolor water balloon fight.
Watercolor water balloon fight.
Yep.
All right, that's a week from today.
Reusable water balloons, which I don't even know what that is, but it sounds fantastic. So there's snacks, and they're going to announce the summer reading prize winners for teens. So those teens who competed, if you want to find out if you're the prize winner and you want to throw some water balloons around the library patio, come on down. That's the 12th.
What could be more fun?
I know.
Wonderful.
I want to do that.
All right, Natalie, anything else?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good day, and we're going to have your theme song. So tune in for this. Natalie Draper from the Northfield Public Library. News is coming up next.
Library love. Shh. Library love. Library love.
Hey, Minnesota, are you game for excitement? Just visit anywhere lottery tickets are sold for a shot at big money. Also, please remember to play within your means, and you must be 18 or older to play.
The Mega Millions jackpot's now estimated at $36 million. MNN News, I'm Brent Palm. Authorities are looking for two suspects involved in a shooting incident Thursday afternoon that prompted a lockdown at the Mall of America. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says it started as a fight at the Nike store and someone fired at least three shots before running away.
Our officers will not stop until we lock you up. We cannot continue to have this disregard for human life.
Hodges says police were unable to find the suspects at a nearby hotel. Shoppers were running for exits while others jammed into back rooms of stores after the shots were fired. No injuries were reported. Former Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon is suing the city. Gannon claims that he wasn't allowed to resign with due process and ended up being fired because he's white. He alleges that he was forced out of the job after ex-officer Kim Potter fatally shot Dante Wright during an April 2021 traffic stop. Well, the CHIPS Act was signed into law this week by President Biden. It aims to bring back the manufacturers of semiconductors to the U.S. Senator Tina Smith says for decades now, the semiconductor market has been dominated by Asian countries.
We want to be competitive, and we want these chips made in the United States. We have to get in the game, and that's what this does. I think it's going to have a huge impact over not only in the short term, but in the long term, as we want to make sure that we stay on the cutting edge of innovation for this crucial technology.
Smith says a new law will create around 40,000 U.S. jobs directly and will support an additional 280,000 jobs. The state of Minnesota is said to receive thousands more monkeypox vaccines. Officials say about 7,600 doses will be delivered over the next 6 weeks. There have been 44 confirmed cases of monkeypox in the state so far. And the Blue Jays beat the Twins.